Happy 2022, everybody. You're listening to Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California, and this is KDRT, beaming, broadcasting, transmitting, and radiating directly into your distinguished eardrums at 95.7 FM. The next 30 minutes of your life, should you choose to stay tuned, will consist of a moody indie rock and roll program called A Constant Grin. The show is recorded at home due to a pandemic you may have heard something about, and new shows air every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. You can also catch replays of the show. Those air at 11 p.m. on Saturdays, 7 p.m. on Sundays, and 9 p.m. on Mondays. Each show is also preserved for posterity as a podcast, and those can be found on our website, kdrt.org, along with Amazon, Google, or Apple. So yes, this is my first show of the new year. I hope it's going well for you so far. Thank you for joining me on another chapter in the Tome of Indie Grinnings. I'm going to begin 2022 as I begin every new year with a song by a band called The New Year. This song is called X Off Days.
And You're a great dancer and drinker. You whisper the answer in threes, but it's all Greek to me. Maybe I'll learn Japanese. You're a great dancer and drinker. You whisper the answer in threes, but it's all Greek to me. Maybe I'll learn Japanese. This minute is a good minute, not like the last. The horror has passed.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to A Constant Grin here on Low Power Radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt, 95.7 FM. Song you just heard was by a band called Welcome. That song was called This Minute. They were a band from Seattle who combined the fractured exploratory idealism of 60s psych pop with nonconformist 90s alternative rock to create something melodic, rhythmic, and sonically ambitious. At least according to their record label. That song is from their final album, which released way back in 2006. That album was called Sirs. Before that, you heard a song by Grand Lake. That song was called Oedipus Hex, parentheses, Highway 1 North. They were a band from Oakland who made art rock that was vaguely reminiscent of 90s era Radiohead, but also quite a bit different than that. That song is off their album from 2010 called Blood Sea Dream, which they describe on their Bandcamp page as lyrically being about facing down demons on the long drive home. And I started that whole thing off with a song by The New Year. That one was called X Off Days. They were a band formed, I think, around the early 2000s by two brothers who'd previously been in a critically praised 90s-era slowcore band called Bedhead. The two bands have quite a bit in common, but The New Year's stuff is, I guess, not quite as slow. That track can be found on the third New Year album, which was strangely self-titled. That one was released in 2008. All right, so let's get back to the music. This next set is, weirdly enough, going to be vaguely Christmas-themed. There aren't any actual Christmas songs. I'm sure you've had your fill of music about Santa Claus for a while, but they are all songs that I found in a roundabout way while searching for Christmas music just a few weeks ago. So this first one is maybe the closest to actually being a Christmas song without being one. You can judge for yourself. It's a track by Saint Seneca. This song is called Wandering Star.
Thank you. discover heaven's seven wonders. Oh, holy night, summon up the ghost, the heart of hearing always listen closest, the heart of hearing always listen closest.
your feet, my sovereign. I lay all I have out on the floor, as the space that I'll bring more. And here I go again, being so dramatic, a conventional cliche fanatic, a Christmas story. So take me gently, take me gently.
All right, you're listening to A Constant Grin on 95.7 FM, Low Power Radio in Davis, California, KDRT. The set of songs you just heard was semi-Christmas themed, and the last song I played was by a band called Fire Stations, and that song was called Reflection Spells. The song itself has nothing to do with Christmas, except that I only discovered it existed because two members of that band made a Christmas song under the name L&M King Size, and then I played that song on the show a few weeks ago. But Fire Stations are a band from the UK. They claim that they write alternative pop songs and then paint over them with drones, vocal harmonies, electronica, and sometimes unusual rhythms. That song is a brand new single they just released and therefore has no album attached to it. Before that, I played a song by a band called Shame, and that song was called Baldur's Gate. I came across that song while searching for Christmas music a few weeks ago, and while it does reference Christmas at one point, it didn't really seem like an actual Christmas song to me, despite the band saying otherwise. And to make it even more confusing, Baldur's Gate is the name of a video game series, which is not at all referenced by the lyrics of the song, or at least from what I can tell. But anyway, Shame are a band from the UK, and once again, that song is a brand new single, so it is not attached to an album. And I started that whole vaguely Christmas-themed set off with a track by Saint Seneca. That song was called Wandering Star, and I think that song may actually be a little bit about Christmas, but it really only makes any Christmas sense if you're paying rapt attention to the lyrics and someone's told you ahead of time, which I guess I did, so I kind of ruined it. But anyway, you're getting it in January. Saint Seneca are a band from Columbus, Ohio, who mix indie pop and folk music, and that song is from a single that they released back in 2017. So as is customary on this show, why break with tradition in 2022? I will leave you with one final song. This one is by a band called Six Organs of Admittance. It's a moniker used by a guitarist named Ben Chasney. His Wikipedia page says his music is considered to be of the new folk or freak folk genre. It's often characterized by its use of drones, chimes, and eclectic percussive elements, and it's also usually psychedelic. This song is from his 2020 album that was called Companion Rises. The song is by Six Organs of Admittance. It's called The 101.